We know the broadcast has been a blessing to you, and since it has, feel free to contact us at P.O. Box 3371, Pineville, Louisiana, 71361.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is gospel radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Once again, what an honor and what a privilege it is to be able to come into your homes and your automobiles and share with you all the Kingdom Ministry of God. Well, that's an honor. That's a privilege. I don't have the words to express I don't have no words. You know, all I can do is just bow before my Father in heaven and bow before every last one of you in this listening audience and tell everybody, because I know something. But I know that when I come on this radio broadcast and the Spirit of the Lord come upon me and God use me, and the purpose for this broadcast is to build you up, to exalt you. And I know some things, like I say. I know that, and I'm serving kings and queens. That's why I say what an honor and what a privilege for you to, you know, for me to be able to serve you, you know, such distinguished men and ladies. I tell you, I don't have the words to, you know, I'm just sitting here in awe now as I in this station now, you know. What an honor. What a privilege. Thank you for allowing me to serve you. You know, I bring you greetings from my wife, Gail, and my family, and our outreach ministry, Kingdom Life Fellowship World Outreach Ministry. That's our assignment, you know. We've been commissioned by God. You know, I say this because I always want you to know the purpose for you, for this broadcast, and for you being tuned into it, so that you never miss at the use of it. Its purpose is to build you up, to edify you, to bring you knowledge of God's will and God's word and God's will for your life. And in that knowledge and in that information, man, is designed to build you up, and not only build you up, but give you your inheritance. Did you know that you have an inheritance? There's a lot of things that, you know, perhaps you might not know, or you might have heard of it, but you might not be confident of it and sure of it. But you really do, all of us. You know what you inherit? A lot of things, eternal life, a lot of things. But you know what your greatest inheritance is? You inherited Almighty God. And listen, not only did you have you inherited Almighty God, you are heirs of God, but you are joint heirs with Christ Jesus. You know what that means? Everything that Jesus has, you know, you have. Everything that the Father has, Jesus has. So we are heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ Jesus. Our Lord. You know, you're the greatest one, though. What did all of me, your heirs of salvation, heir of eternal life, heir of the riches of God. A lot of things in our inheritance. You know what the greatest of it one is of all? Here's the scripture for it. The Bible say in Matthew 25, somewhere up in there. Come you who are blessed of your Father and inherit the kingdom of heaven that was prepared for you before the foundations of the world. I'm going to say that one more time. Come you who are blessed of your Father and inherit and get your inheritance. Get what? The kingdom of heaven that was prepared for you even before the foundations of the world. It's your inheritance that belong to you. That's what the Bible is about. That's a will. That's a testament. Not only is it a will, but boy, it's probated in the courts of heaven, man. It'll stand up in the laws of heaven. Just like a will here when it probated and it did, and went through all the changes, and it'll stand up in any court of law, this will here, this word of God, will stand up in the courts of heaven too. You know, back up everything you say. But if you don't know you have a will, if you don't pursue your will, if you don't go after your will, then it just lay there. Unclaimed property. Right. You didn't know. And those of us who do know, man, you know, you not only do you got to know that you have a will, but you got to know how to get it. You know, there's a protocol to getting it. Anyway, you know, it's an honor and a privilege, you know, to be able to come to you and share with you, you know, things of that nature that you might come to the knowledge of, not come to the knowledge of, but get excited about it. And man, when you go to your church services on Sunday, man, and you get inspired by the many gifted anointings that will be coming from the pulpit there, you know, and words of encouragement and excitement that will hype you up and build you up, you know. That you might use that information, man, you know, that inspiration, man, along with this information, and you can ever get to the place where we can combine those two together. Like I said once before in the broadcast, look out, devil. Again, it's a really an honor and a privilege to serve you, because I know who I'm serving. I'm serving kings and queen. You know you born king. Just there's some information. You born king. You were born a ruler. Let me just say some things. I'm just scattering some seeds. You know what God is doing? You know, I lied through this broadcast. I've been listening to a little tape and going over, you know, and I noticed something that what he's been doing. He found good ground. You know, if you're listening to this broadcast, that means you know that you're good ground. Because God don't cast his seed among the swine. No, not no pearls. So if you tune into this broadcast, then that's an indication that you're good ground. So God, this is how kingdom of God operates. So God, the farmer just go, he just plant the seeds. He just go and scatter the word of God into the field or into the hearts of the people, into your life. Then he go to bed. He don't know how, but the earth brings forth of itself. First a little blade, then ear, then the corn, then the harvest time, then they come in and get it. It's a process. And I noticed that that's what God been doing, you know, through this broadcast. He's just been planting the seeds of the kingdom of God and watering those seeds, you know. And he know the whole process. That as long as the earth remains, that there's a seed time and harvest time. That's a law in the kingdom of God, the law of sowing and reaping. We'll get to that later. But that's what he's doing in his broadcast. I know he's just been sowing seeds of the kingdom in your life and then watering it. And the earth brings forth of itself. What's the earth? That's you. That's your spirit. Listen, the words that I speak through this broadcast, they are spirit and they are life. It's not addressed to your soul. It's for your soul. It's addressed to your spirit. It's addressed to the real you. It's addressed to that king in you, that ruler in you, that queen in you, the real you, the you that's created in the image and likeness of the Most High God, a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a peculiar people. Operating our priesthood as whatever name or whatever denomination, whatever we find out about it, but boy, we find out something else too. That not only, man, are we, man, apostles and prophets and evangelists and pastors and teachers and all the other, but we are kings and queens too. We're rulers. Let me. You know, there's something else too. You know, I know it's there too as I listen to the CDs. You know, and go. You know, we don't never, you know, give you too much chapter and verse. You know, we don't never open up the Bible and say, hey, you know, turn to such and such and turn to such and such and turn to such and such. I say this, you know, God told me 40 years ago when he came into my life, changed my life. And I go, Lord, what you want me to do? You want me to, what did you want me to do? I mean, this is a prison encounter. You know, I'm changed now. You want me to preach? You want me to be a, what you want me to do, Lord? And this is what he told me. This is what he spoke to my heart. He said, you'll be faithful to put my word on the inside of you, and I'll be faithful to pull my word out of you. So from that time forward, I just began to study the word. I just began to listen to the word, study the word, day after day after day after day after day. Listen to the word all day, all the time. For the last 40 years. So when I come on this radio, I don't have no pre-planned messages or nothing. I just come on here and say, you know, on my way up here, I just say, Lord, okay, thank you. What an honor, what a privilege that you would allow me to serve your children, the bread of life, that will build them up. Not just hype them up, not just give them hope, man, but give them, build them up and give them their inheritance. So I say that again, you know, it's an honor and a privilege to serve you. Listen, let me, since we don't go to that too much, let me just show you something, and I'm going to turn to a passage of scripture in the Bible in Revelation. And I'm going to read something to you in your hearing. I don't know the Bible too much in chapter and verse. Sometimes that's not good, you know. I know the word of God, but, you know, in chapter and verse, you know, I don't kind of know it like that, you know. I never read the Bible to get a sermon out of it, but I just read it to get the life that was in it. And I saw, you know, that the chapter and verse was just for my reference, for my study. So if it got to a place where I got past that, then, you know, I just started reading the word to get the life that's in the word. Out of John chapter 1, verse 16, out of there, into Arthur, chapter 1, verse 1, in my heart. As long as it was in John 3:16, then it was good and everything else. But man, his purpose for being there is for me to get it out of there and get it on the inside of me. Then it become, man, you know, the living word. Let me read this scripture to you. I think it's in Revelation chapter 5. Revelation chapter 5. And I saw in the right hand of him who sat on the throne a book written within, and on the backside